Fare dodgers, they're the nemesis of public transportation agencies around the world, and some are now going to great lengths, for instance, training a small dog to run under the barrier and then jump up to trip a sensor to open it. And in Stockholm, where a monthly subway transit pass is $120, hundreds of dodgers have joined a group called Plankenu, and they say they're participating in an important social movement. Alex Bertelsen is a longtime member of the group. He's on the line from the Swedish capital. Alex, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Plankenu, it means what?
It means freeride.now.
Freeride.now, which is your website. And how does the group work? You have to join. How does it work?
Yeah, exactly. So like the main thing we do is that we organize commuters in a fare strike. So if you become a member in our group, which costs 100 Swedish crowns, maybe $15 or something, and then if you get caught by a ticket inspector in the public transport, we pay your fine.
So how many members are in the group?
It's approximately 500, but it differs depending on season and stuff.
You say fare strike, F-A-R-E. This isn't something that, as in a union, that somebody calls for. It's more of a rolling, continuous strike. And when you join this group, it's kind of expected that you will always have this individual strike. You will always try to jump a turnstile or get on a transit for free?
Of course, we don't know exactly what our members do, but I don't see a reason to be a part of the group if you don't fare dodge. One of the main things with doing it this way is that it's like transforming it from just an individual fare strike into like a collective political action.
And what is the reasoning? Why?
Well, the group started in 2001 after another fare hike on the prices. So they've just been going up steady for the last 20 to 30 years. They've been like risen much, much higher than the CPI, Consumer Price Index. And so the reasoning for starting the thing was that it didn't really matter what politicians were in power here in Stockholm, like no matter if it was the red politicians or the blue politicians, the conservatives, everybody just kept raising prices. And we saw that it became more and more expensive to go with the public transport compared to going with a car. And like the car industry and the car drivers, they have a lot of lobby groups and things like that. So we thought the commuters also need to organize themselves and protest with direct action against this fare.
Well, you want just not lower fares. You want it to be free. Is it subsidized at all right now, by the way, by taxes? Because you're calling it... So it is partially subsidized now.
Yeah, it's about 50-50 here in Stockholm.
And so you want it to be totally subsidized by taxes. You want it to be free for the rider. What's the reasoning there?
There's a number of reasonings. The main thing is that if you pay with taxes instead of with fees, it becomes progressive. So you pay different depending on how much you earn. So if you earn less, you pay less. If you earn more, you pay more. And then we also want it to be an incentive for people to switch over to a more environmental friendly mode of transport. So car drivers will say, oh, I already pay for the public transport and now it's free at the point of entry. So why use the car? Why not switch over to public transport?
Well, we're hearing that there are some people saying that, you know, that's another point, that people who are driving cars are negatively impacting the environment, whereas those who try to take transit are trying to reduce their impact on the environment. And yet, in your mind, the people who are taking the transit are being punished by the fare increases.
Yeah, exactly. And so we think to get people out of their cars, you probably need some kind of carrot and stick tactics. So it's good with like congestion fees and stuff. But you also need something positive. So, for example, offering them free public transport.
Well, so you're having these personal strikes, ongoing strikes, where you are dodging and slipping into train stations. What do you have there? Do you have the turnstiles?
We have like glass barriers, like gates.
And so how do you get in there? You can't jump over it.
You could climb over it if you were a bit acrobatic, but you usually just walk after someone. They're open for a very long time after someone has passed through because they had so many problems before that they closed too fast and people got injured. So nowadays they're open a very long time, so it's very easy to just...
Well, I'm looking at a picture of you in the New York Times in which you appear to be walking behind a woman who has paid the fare. She opened the gates with her card and you're behind her. She appears to be giving you a very dirty look. Is this fair to the people who have paid?
To be honest, the reason why she looked like that was because there was a cameraman standing like a meter
well, I could do it.
From her taking like 100 pictures.
Well, you take my point that, you know, this isn't fair to the people who are paying the fares.
I wouldn't say that it's not fair to them. That's not really how it works. I mean, because most people who fare strike in the first place, they don't even really have the money to pay for the fares. And also with public transport, like the marginal costs for more trips when you have built and run like a huge public transport system is so, so small. So it doesn't really have an impact in that sense. But still, I mean, we want more people to join the fare strike. Of course, that's the main goal, to have more people to join it, so to put more economic pressure on the public transport authority. Currently, it's about like 3 to 5% of all commuters that don't pay.
What if everybody decided that something they didn't like in the government, well, just go in and take free food, or just go and I like that bicycle, and instead of paying for a bike off a bike rack, I'm going to take it. You know, what if everybody decided that things that they felt they shouldn't have to pay for, they just didn't?
I mean, almost all of progressive political change has come through extra parliamentary actions where people have organized collectively and put some kind of pressure behind their demands.
Well, so the industry is trying to defeat you. They've gone from turnstiles to these gates, probably thinking up other things. Is there anything that you think can stop dodging?
Yeah, there's a very simple solution. Make it 100% tax financed, because it's very hard not to pay taxes.
In the meantime, have you ever been fined? It's a steep fine, $180. Some people are saying that Plankenoo is more like an insurance agency for fare dodgers, because I think only 30 to 40% of your fees are being used to cover the fines. But have you been fined? Have you had to have that $180 fine covered?
Yeah, but it was, I think it was maybe like 8 years ago, the last time I got a fine. So it was a long time ago.
Well, we're understanding that actually some agents are looking the other way.
Yeah, they're usually, most of them, very nice people. It's some of them I've gotten a personal relationship with, because they know who I am from the organization. And we usually say hello to each other, and they don't give me trouble. I don't give them trouble. I mean, you can just actually, according to the rules here in Sweden, you can just tell them, no, I don't want to show my card. I can get off at the next station. They don't really have any means to hold you.
Well, by the way, you well know that there are turnstile jumpers in the U.S., in particular in New York, and there it's something that frightens people. They worry about crime related to people thinking that something's free. Your thoughts on that? It's not seen as a social movement in parts of this country.
No, and I think the main difference probably is that here in Stockholm we are well organized, and we're making it into like a collective fare strike. So that's probably why people see it as a political thing here. And regarding the thing with things being free and so, I mean, at least here we have free schools, more or less free healthcare. People respect those things very much.
That's Alex Bertelsen. He's a member of the Swedish group Plankenoo. Free ride now. They are against transit fares. Alex, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Robin.